This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, you can't front on that. That's Vogan, am I right, MJ?
Welcome to the Ultimate Marvel Podcast. This is episode... Hey, this is 25. So, is that like a landmark issue? Or, I mean, episode?
I said legacy number would be 125.
Yeah. This is our legacy. So we're going to talk about legacy, I guess. And now that you're finally caught off on Inhumans, we can talk about that without me having to, like, hold my breath, try not to spoil something. Let's start with Inhumans, because that thing's been fraught with controversy, and everybody's talked about how horrible it was. I saw it at the movie theater in IMAX, and I thought, man, it wasn't that bad. I kind of enjoyed it. And my son went with me and enjoyed it. But then everybody was still, like, crapping on it. So I was like, well, maybe I'm just way too Marvel biased. But it sounds like you and a bunch of other people in our circle kind of dug it as well, right?
Yeah, I really dig it.
What are you liking about it?
Everything. I mean, like, we're not getting the whole story all at once. To me, the writing's been fine. Because I know that's one of the big things that people have dumped on.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, splitting them up and neutralizing their powers or whatever. But to me, that makes it more character-driven and fun.
Yeah, I didn't understand that argument at all. Like, Daryl didn't like that Medusa lost her hair. And I think she lost it in the first episode, like, fairly early on. So you get to see her hair in action. And that's like her... I don't think she has any other powers.
Right?
So they take that off pretty quickly because Maximus has to sort of take over, and there's... Really, I mean, she's just too powerful otherwise. So they had to find a way to reduce her power or take away it. And so they did that. They sort of disabled her for a little bit and then just shaved her head. But yeah, like Daryl, I remember made a big deal about that because he said, I guess, I don't know. It was a little bit weird to me because I understand you want to see their powers, but then at the same time, there's like a lot of characters in this, and it's not like they all lost their powers.
Well, okay, so like when she did have her hair and she threw Maximus up against that wall.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yep.
Like, I agree, like the CGI was kind of crappy, but it wasn't like terrible.
Right.
So if you cut off her hair, then you cut off the crappy part about the CGI, right? You don't have to worry about it?
Yeah, you think that's why they did it?
I mean, maybe. Plus, I mean...
Low budget?
Yeah, it's low budget, and if she's in every episode, then that CGI and her hair is going to be... You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a hard thing to capture because, I mean, I don't know if somebody who hasn't read the comics and is unfamiliar with her, I think they probably would not think this way. But having read a lot of Inhumans, and if you read the comics, her hair is like, it's everywhere. Like, she has huge hair. Like, the show doesn't do it justice at all. Like, in the comic books, sometimes her hair is filling up in, like, entire panels.
And right, it's like... a mind of its own, flowing right. Like Spawn's cape style.
Yeah. Yeah, so for me, that leads me to see the TV show and be like, okay, this looks corny. But right. I have, you know, preconception about what it's supposed to was supposed to be like, and probably my expectations are like too high because I don't know if they could do that, at least not on an ABC budget.
Right. But the other thing, like, the other special effects like Lockjaw, teleporting and everything.
It's not great.
I didn't find it that bad, really.
Really? I thought it looked a little like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's... I don't know. It's a little bit like 1D, like one-dimensional, and it just kind of gets blurry and then goes away. It looks like something from the old Star Trek movies or something. But, so I didn't like... I wasn't crazy about the effects. I think I said that initially, or last time we talked. And I don't like the costumes. I don't... Something about the costumes look a little bit like something I'd see at a con that somebody made in their garage or whatever.
The first episode?
No, the costumes.
I know, but they haven't really had their costumes since the first episode, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they came to Earth. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They just don't look all that polished to me. Like Daredevil, like his costume looks spot on. Like it looks good. It looks tight. I don't know. Their stuff, just their clothes look, I don't know. It looks like something I'd buy it for my kids to go Halloween or something. Anyways, but for me, that didn't like ruin it for me. I thought the story was really compelling, and the thing I liked about it, and hopefully I'm not being redundant, but what I like about it is that it's a story about the royal family and has drama within the ranks. It's not just a typical superhero story, which like every superhero story on TV, it's like it's sort of the same stuff. You got a good guy, right, and you got a monster or something trying to, you know, kill people or cause some issue, and they have to find a way to stop it. And it's like it's that like same thing over and over again. Like what?
Like a freak of the week type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is different because, I mean, it's like family drama. And, I mean, Maximus is the bad guy, but they even sort of, at least initially, they make you sort of sympathize with him because he's appealing to the lower caste people in their hierarchy. So, anyway, so I liked it. I thought it was something new and something different.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
How do you rank it compared to like what are your favorite Marvel shows? Like if you had to pick,
counting the Netflix shows? Or counting
no.
The Netflix
let's
shows?
Say let's say what would be just a couple in your top five, like for everything. DC, Marvel, Netflix, all of it.
I don't know. I don't know if I can really rank it, really. I just enjoy it. It's fun. It is what it is. You know what I mean? There is cheesy and corny parts to it. Like you said, like the costumes or whatever, but
yeah.
I don't know. I like it more than Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I love the last season of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I like Inhumans better than S.H.I.E.L.D., though.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right. I can't go there yet, but... Well, let me ask you this, because another show started since we talked last, The Gifted. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I'm caught up on it.
And it's getting great reviews, too.
Yeah.
Do you like one of those better than the other between The Gifted and Inhumans?
Yeah, I like The Gifted better, I think.
It's more polished, I think.
Well, I don't know about that. I just... It kind of like the New Mutants trailer, you know? Where I understand, like, the mutants are hunted and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I think with New Mutants, where it's like the horror aspect, it's just a different take on the mutants part of it.
Yeah.
And then now with The Gifted, they're not really high-profile X-Men, I mean, per se, right? I mean, we got Polaris and whatever, but they're lower-tier X-Men, and we get to see the struggle that far, mm-hmm. plus... You know, a different take on the Sentinel program and that whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason I said I thought it felt more polished is because when I watch it, I don't know if I'm quite as into the story yet, but I don't second guess the effects or the way anything looks. Pacing, nothing like that is going through my head. I just get into it and enjoy it. Now, the story's good though. I don't want to knock it. I think it's going to be a good series overall. It seems like it's really well done.
And I think it was the second episode where you actually got to see the humans, or at least the mom, and how she felt, or how she saw how the world looked at mutants like.
Right.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or not cool, but, you know, it was like her waking up and seeing the different sides of the coin, you know.
Well, and their dad was somebody who hunted mutants, or prosecuted them. And so he had to really do a 180, because now all of a sudden when he sees, okay, this is my kids, and he sees what his actions, he can sort of understand how his prior actions may have affected people, but more on a more personal level.
Right.
You mentioned New Mutants.
Hang on. Before we get off the Gifted, there's one question I got.
Okay.
They talk about the July incident. The agent is talking to the dad in the interrogation room, and he says that ever since the incident that happened in July, where he lost his daughter, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Obviously, we know that it's with Fox's universe of X-Men. I have a theory, but I don't know if I'm right or wrong. It's just a theory.
Well, I mean, they're definitely trying to carve out a timeline.
Well, other people that I've talked to said that it's referring to the incident in Logan, right?
Okay.
Which I don't necessarily agree with that. Just... I'm not saying that that's right or wrong, but people are, like, the agent is going hardcore after mutants, right, to arrest them and everything.
Yeah.
Then that incident had to impact and hurt a lot of people. So, like, in Civil War, the comic story, like, when Nitro blew up the school to start the actual Civil War and the Hero Registration Act, what if it was something like that? But instead of taking out the property that they can't use, right?
Yeah.
Then that makes mutants, not only are they hunted because they're freaks or not like everybody else, blah, 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 but now they're like looked at like a terrorist cell.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have mutant power, they want them to do anyway, right?
Right.
Our group of mutants are like the underground. You know, where they don't want to come in and register or be experimented on and, you know, yada, yada.
Yeah.
That's just my theory, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked how they used Eclipse. Marcos.
Uh-huh.
As a new character for the show, instead of using, like, Sunspot or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's already there. The Gifted is probably my favorite non-Netflix show.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so what did you think about the New Mutants trailer?
Dude, I love it. Just for the simple fact that it's a fresh take on
something
everything.
Different.
We haven't seen that side of hunting mutants or having mutants, you know?
Yeah. Well, now, so Legion, it wasn't horror, but they tried to do something more, I would say, more in that line than the other Marvel stuff. They tried to get sort of weird and creepy. It was a little bit more psychedelic, though, which I think this is going to be more horror, from what I can tell.
More like torture type stuff or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Legion was done in a way that it was almost hard to follow at times.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I guess maybe people are starting to realize that we got to go in some different directions instead of keep doing the same stuff. The Black Panther trailer sort of, I kind of got the same feeling from it that it's not going to be the formula that we've sort of become accustomed to, where there's action and comedy. It seems a little bit more serious and intense. Have you seen the new trailer?
Yeah.
That just came out?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. And I'm more interested in seeing it now than I was like when it got announced.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I am too. When I first saw the Ragnarok trailer, I was really excited for it. Now that I've seen more of it, it feels a little bit more of the same. And I think Black Panther, I'm now more excited for it than Ragnarok. Even though Ragnarok's supposed to be like the most anticipated superhero movie of the fall.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. There's a lot of cool different elements to the Black Panther movie that we haven't seen before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Wakanda looks crazy. The imagery in the trailers looks awesome.
And how it's hidden, right?
Yeah, I want to see how they pull that off.
We kind of saw it at the beginning of the trailer where they're flying the jet in or whatever it was. And it goes through like the invisible dome type thing.
Right. It seems a little like nobody could detect it. I mean.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah. I can't wait to see that. It's a lot of stuff coming out, man. There's like so much Marvel content that you would think we would start getting tired of it, but I'm loving it right now.
Yeah.
I know. I was telling my son, he's 10 years old, and he loves all this stuff too. He doesn't watch many of the TV shows, but he watches all the movies with me I didn't take him to see Logan, but if it seems like something he can handle.
Right.
And I keep telling him, you have no idea. When I was a kid, we'd get, like, one movie every, 5 to 10 years? Maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
And it was always, like, you know, Batman, Superman. A little bit later, you'd get, a Spider-Man movie. But that was it. You didn't have this variety and this huge universe with all these different complexities of characters and worlds and so it's really cool.
Yeah. What do you think about the rumor that the Punisher series is going to get delayed?
I thought that was just the trailer at Comic-Con.
The trailer got canceled. Right. At New York Comic Con. But they're also talking about delaying the series coming out in November also.
I personally would not like it because I want to see the show and I'm really I'm really anticipating it. But it's a touchy subject. So if they think it's the right thing to do, I mean, they have to have a good reason. I don't know what their rationale would be behind like holding it back a couple months. I mean, it's not like things are going to change.
I know, but I'm not on the majority opinion on this, but I didn't think it was right to not show the trailer.
Yeah. I mean, with the trailer and as well as if they delay it, if it's because... I mean, it's a touchy subject. So, I don't want to be like, okay, I'm going to be insensitive to everyone else just because I really want to see it, you know? So it's sort of like I feel like I have to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just saying, like, for the 2,000 people that was going to go to that panel because they're excited about the Punisher Netflix thing, because that's all that the trailer was going to be shown for.
Right.
Was for those people at the panel.
Yeah.
And not, I mean, it's not like it was going to be the following Sunday on Fox on, you know, on mm-hmm. a football game commercial. It was just going to be for those people at the panel.
Yeah.
So don't get me wrong. It's cool that they did it, right? I'm just saying, like, you know that the fans that are coming to your panel are coming to the panel to talk about the show and see special footage. So I didn't see what it did to cancel the trailer in the panel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But still, I feel like...
Yeah, it's a touchy subject.
To be politically correct, I think it's... If you're ever going to err on the caution, like, this is the time. You know?
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
So we'll see. I mean... Was anybody complaining about it, or is this just something they did?
This is just something they did on their own before the con started that they announced that.
Well, I mean, that in that respect, I mean, I sort of admire it a little bit more, because usually, especially when it comes to anything, any business, people do it after it's a big deal, right? So if they had the foresight to do that, because they were worried about it being hurtful to whoever, then I sort of admired a little bit more. But we'll see.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
I was just saying, just because it was for those group of people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not like it's going to worldwide commercial after the fact, you know?
Right.
But, that you know, it's fine that they did that. I just don't think that the whole series should be moved back in November if because of that.
Yeah, that seems a little bit far removed from the events.
And so if they use that for an excuse, that's what that's going to be, is an excuse, right?
Well, it's not like it's not going to be ready. So what would they be excusing? Why would they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's too many gun porn scenes, so they were going to re-edit and cut it out, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. If they edit it, I don't understand how they could even do that. From what I've seen of the trailer, I mean, that's like what's going to sell it.
Well, what I'm saying is maybe there's a situation like the Vegas situation that happened in one of the episodes.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
You're going to have to retool that whole episode.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we saw it happen before with other...
Hey, that's probably very likely, knowing the content of the Punisher, just in general.
Yeah. I mean, we've saw it happen before.
Yeah.
To where...
You could have, like, an anti... Like, the antithesis to the Punisher in there, sort of doing the same thing he does, but to innocent people.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have to be like, at a concert, though, like, even where the bad guys come in and start shooting up people at the mall, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's been that, but there's been other, you know, trail of events, the nightclub last year.
Right,
There's been school shootings and movie theaters, so it's sort of like whatever setting they put something like that in, I mean, it could come across that way, I think.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I guess I just feel like if they feel like it's fragile and they want to be extra cautious, then I just can't fault them for it. Before we talk about Legacy, I have to mention, I have some news that you know I have to mention, even though I'm probably in a minority of people that care about it. But it ties into Legacy, because there's going to be a a legacy, one of the legacy issues coming out, I think right at the beginning of 2018, maybe it's like issue 150 of a title, and it's going to feature the return of the baddest Marvel character ever.
Wolverine?
No. Guess again.
Go for it.
Warlock's making his return in issue 150 of Guardians of the Galaxy. A title which, I had a feeling from the beginning when they started talking about Infinity Stones and Gamora's having flashbacks to being in the Soul Stone. I had a feeling that, okay, Warlock's going to show up at some point. You can't go there without him making an appearance in some fashion. But it sounds like they're going to be, like, he's going to come back full force. Like, he's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they had so there was a cover release. I'm curious what you think about the way he looked, because Warlock has always had sort of a unique look, and it usually centers around his cape and his hair. He always has big hair. He had that 70s wavy hair, and then the Abnett and Lanning run, they sort of made it a little bit more modern, and he made his hair a little bit more grunge. But he looked like he had short hair in this. And yeah. I don't know, man. I wasn't feeling it. Didn't look like the Warlock dude. But that was also a cover, and sometimes covers aren't accurate.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll
sometimes. How about the time covers aren't accurate?
We were going to talk about Legacy Number One, and like we were all excited about it, and then we never talked about it. And now it's I feel like some of the excitement's waned, for me at least.
And gone.
Yeah. It's moved on to other things. But you really dug this when it came out, and rumor has it you read it like 63 times or something like that.
I am up to 12 or 12? 13 now. I lost count, yeah.
Hey, if I read something more than twice, that's a lot. If I read more than twice, like in the same year, that's a lot.
It's just because of the different things that it touched on.
Yeah.
Like, got me excited about whatever part of the book.
Right.
Right. I guess the one thing that I wasn't excited about on the book,
mm-hmm.
that I was excited, and then by the time we got to the, like, when it happened in the book, I was excited about it, but then when I thought about where they're going with it, I wasn't too excited about it. And that's Johnny and Ben reuniting and saying they'll never... Huh?
At the end?
No, well, towards the end, yeah. And they shot up the Fantastic Four flare.
Right.
But then, like, we have the kids at the end, right?
Yep.
Which is fine, too.
Oh, hold on. Now, you're going straight to the end.
Well, I'm just going straight to with that story. Not with the whole book,
okay.
But with that thread, with the Fantastic Four part of it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Because the kids mention, or Val especially, mentions Mom and Dad, so that's Sue and Reed, right? Right. So they're still out there somewhere, whether it's a multiverse type thing or not, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is awesome. But then, you know, you got solicitations that has the Fantastic Four or whatever they're calling the book, and it's Ben and Johnny and the two kids.
So you think they're just doing that to hype up that book? That's not really the Fantastic Four, it's just the two of them?
Well, I think that's the way it's going to be for like a year.
You don't think it's like a launch pad into the original team?
Not for a year or so.
Because Franklin, do you think the kids will be in it?
That's what I'm saying. That's what's going to be the Fantastic Four for like a year.
Okay.
It's going to be Ben and Johnny and the kids.
I thought it was just Ben and Johnny.
No, I think Val and
Franklin are in it as well.
And Franklin will make up the other two for like a year, and then Sue and Reed will come back.
So, man, you were so hyped about this, and then your first thing you want to talk about is what you didn't like. You're throwing
no, I loved the Johnny and Ben part. I loved it.
Well, here's what I like about that is that for mm-hmm. the last couple years we've had Johnny Storm making out with Medusa and the Inhumans and Ben out in space doing goofy stuff with the Guardians, which I had no interest in.
Or being an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
Right.
Yeah.
Which I had no interest in any of that stuff, not even remotely, right? So at least the two of them back together, to me, is better than what we've had.
Yes,
if
exactly.
If we could start introducing elements of the rest of the team and the family, then I'm good with it.
Right, yeah.
So we started at the back. So we can work our way to the front.
Well, I went all over.
I thought one thing that I thought I really liked, because it's a long book and they cover a lot of different characters and a lot of different stuff. And then there's a big reveal at the end. And we're going spoiler crazy if you haven't figured that out already. So,
well, I mean, it's been out for like a month now. So
hopefully everybody's read it.
Yeah.
But I thought the big reveal was before we even saw Val and Franklin, was when Logan is back. Right? Yeah. I thought that was going to be the twist. But then they keep going, and then they show the Fantastic Four stuff even after that. So it's like packed with this issue is just packed with nuggets. I thought when I read the preview, so the way this book starts is it's 1 million years ago this, which I thought a cast of characters which I thought was going to be pretty cool with Odin and
Phoenix and Ghost Rider.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this is their like versions of these characters from antiquity though. So I thought that was going to be the whole issue. And that's what I was waiting for. And that's what I was like excited to read, but it turned out to be really not like just the preview. Right. It wasn't really, well, there was a little bit more than what we saw in the preview, but it was a very short part of the book.
Each sub story is like a preview, right?
Yeah.
We only got the Guardians on like half a panel or half a page, right?
Right, which I'm sure you were disappointed about. So you're the Ghost Rider guy.
Yeah.
What did you think about the battle between Robbie and who was it? Starbrand? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
What did you think about that?
Robbie was the only actual part of the whole thing that I didn't like.
Oh, really?
Just because I'm not a fan of him as a ghostwriter. But I get it.
Oh, okay.
Right, because that was the whole thing. Was like the new incarnations of, right?
Yeah.
So, that whole thing's going to be crazy. I don't know where it's going to go, but.
Yeah. I thought this stuff with Loki was good. Loki and the Frost Giants. They're going to Earth to steal an Infinity Gem, and so it seems like the Infinity Gems are becoming a major storyline again, which we haven't really dealt with them in a long time. But now they're in multiple books, and they seem to be mm-hmm. central to what's going on in the Marvel Universe.
Right.
Which I don't know if that really even matters. It's just like you got a magic cube or a magic whatever. But to me, it's kind of cool because it reminds me of when I got into comics. So does this make you want to buy any new Legacy titles? Because that's what this is. Like, it's like a primary issue to set up everything else.
Well, I mean, for the most part, I'm buying them anyway.
You going to buy all of them?
Well, I mean, for the most part, I am, right? Like, I was buying Captain America and and then, or yeah, Captain America Sam and Captain America Steve, right?
Right.
And so now
yeah,
Falcon's
they're just
going,
continuing.
Yeah. And like Steve's basically going nomad and going across the United States again because he feels guilty about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we had the little teaser that Bruce has to go back to Scar. Right?
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of the Captain America page where the art all of a sudden like turned into something from Archie
from the
and 80s. Jughead or something?
Oh, I just thought it was like from the 80s. Like flashback to like when he was Nomad.
Right.
And
yeah,
so
that's,
I just,
that's what they were going for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
I thought it was kind of cool too. You can sort of do that in comics. You draw a certain style, it makes you think of a certain era.
Right, right. And then, so, you know, like he's sitting there at the cafe and watching the news of all the remnants of Secret Empire.
Right.
And feeling
right.
guilty about it. You know what I mean? So yeah. He doesn't even want to show his face, really.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, and I guess we can wrap it up. So, like, the books I'm... like, I guess there's going to be new Wolverine stuff. I haven't looked. Is there... have they scheduled a Wolverine book yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
But I'll that's stuff, new stuff I'll buy.
I'm assuming that he's going to come back in X-Men Gold or Blue, whatever has the original team as kids.
But the book, I mean, the stuff I'm really looking forward to is the Donny Cates stuff, which I don't even know if it really ties into this. But he's doing Thanos. And I'm wondering, as I'm reading Loki...
Oh, well, he's doing Doctor Strange, too.
Hey, well, let me ask you this real quick also.
Okay.
The Avengers statue.
Yes.
Explain that.
Yes. Is Voyager, which is the female...
I don't,
which at first glance you would think it's Wasp, right?
Yeah, it does kind of look like Wasp. And if you didn't know better, you would think Giant Man, but he was a part of it.
Yeah.
But right. I don't know anything about Voyager. And she's fairly
Voyager,
new, right?
Yeah, she's like the female Sentry, basically. That's the easiest way I can kind of cliff notes her. And so she's basically being retconned into the past history. But is that on purpose or is that on accident and the ripple effect of Secret Empire?
Right.
You see?
Mm.
'Cause even though Secret Empire's over, the wrinkles and stuff are still being felt throughout the whole universe.
Right. Could it be a sort of a thing like in that Valiant did with the new characters they introduced in Stalinverse, where everything changed, but then when everything changed back, there was a couple permutations that for whatever reason remained.
Stayed. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
something like
that. I think so. Yeah. And whether it's this is for the good or for the bad, we don't know yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it seemed like it was fine because Jarvis didn't make a big fuss about her being there, right? I mean, he kind of was lost.
He was curious, like, and then he was like...
He was curious, right. You know, something like deja vu type thing. But then, you know, if she was going to be bad or ended up being bad later on, then... you would have saw a different reaction from him, I would think.
Yeah. Planting a seed for something.
Yeah.
Maybe it gives Captain America. Does the bad Captain America have a name?
The bad one?
Yeah. Cause he's
you mean
just,
the new one or the original one? Yeah, the original one's just going by Steve or whatever, right?
Yeah, well we have the two personalities of Captain America, like manifest as two different people now. The
Yeah, which will probably be Nomad, is what I was guessing, since that's the feeling that they tried to portray him as.
Well, cool, man.
So, you asked me, so I'm going to ask you, is there anything that piqued your interest that you're going to buy when it comes out? I mean, because everybody's comparing this to, like, the DC Rebirth one, right? Which I don't really know if that's a good comparison or not.
No, I don't think. It's not for me.
Because, yeah, we're resetting, or it's resetting without resetting.
It's not really resetting anything, though. I mean, this is like the fallout of Secret Empire.
True.
It's not like...
Yeah.
Rebirth was a hard reboot. It was like, okay, stop what you're doing. Now we're going to remold this thing, right? The way people want it. Because they didn't like the New 52 or whatever, from what I understand.
So it was a happy mixture of New 52 and old stuff, basically, right? Yeah.
The only thing that seems to me that's really changing, I mean, the Marvel Universe is like forever evolving, sometimes more rapidly than other times. But the big change is the numbering, which has nothing to do with the stories. So it feels nothing like Rebirth to me. And this issue, I don't think, if that was their, like, I think the Rebirth issue made me more interested in new DC titles than this did. But that's a little bit unfair because I wasn't reading any DC titles.
Okay.
Whereas I'm already reading a lot of Marvel stuff, so it's like, I don't really have... There's not a whole lot they can do to get me... I have sort of the authors I read and the characters I read, and it's like they can't really get me to read something that I really don't think I'm going to like, or I would have been reading it.
Well, what about the Fantastic Four book? Would you read? Would you pick that up?
Yeah, for sure. I'll read that, and if they do something with Wolverine down the road... I liked X-Men Blue. I wasn't crazy about it though, so. So I don't. I mean, inserting him there wouldn't do much for me.
It makes sense.
I mean, but what I'm most looking forward to is Guardians of the Galaxy and Donny Cates' new titles. So that hasn't really changed. That was the case before this, and it's still the case. So.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. Because you know Thanos and Guardians of the Galaxy is going to cross over. Because they're looking for the stones, right?
You'd think. I don't know. Thanos wasn't really a factor in Abnett and Lanning's run.
Well, no, but, I mean, if they're looking for the stones, then it's going to be like Infinity War all over again, right?
Right.
So
Thanos has a deep relationship with Warlock as well as Gamora.
Yeah.
So...
So, I mean, they're going to overlap somehow, you would think.
Yeah. But even beyond that, Donny Cates right now is one of my... I could probably say my favorite writer, at least with the stuff that's coming out right now, his Aftershock stuff and his Image stuff. So I'm really looking forward to what he can do at Marvel.
Yeah. Cool.
Where can everybody reach us?
They can reach me at Rumbar316. They can reach you at Jack Sutherland, because that's your name. And the Twitter account is at Ultimate Marv Pod. Is that right? Yep. I always say Ultimate Marvel Pod. But
yeah, I think you've been like misadvertising it for the first 20 episodes.
Yeah, well.
Cool, man.
Cool, brother.
Thanks.
Yeah. You can't front on that. That's Vogan, my MC. Ha 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 ha